So today I have a cold, and I was thinking, okay, maybe I'll just take the day off and not do a video. I've been trying to release at least one video a day, although on weekends I sometimes don't, and today's a weekend, so I thought I could have just taken the day off of making a video, and it really wasn't necessary, and I don't really feel good, and I could probably take tomorrow off too, and I considered that, and I thought, nah, I might as well use it as a backdrop to dealing with an issue that smokers will encounter after they quit smoking. People will actually get sick after they quit smoking. And that sometimes seems to shock people, that they can get sick after they quit smoking. But I think it's important to point out that people who never smoked a day in their life will have days where they get sick. People who chain smoke have days where they get sick. And people who quit smoking will have days and times when they get sick. Quit smoking doesn't cause everything that goes wrong with an individual. And at the same time, quitting doesn't cause everything that goes wrong with people when they happen to quit smoking. This is an important concept in its own right, that people shouldn't blame everything that happens after they quit smoking on the fact that they just quit smoking recently. Even if it's the first day or two when you're quitting smoking, there may be something else going on at the same time that you're quitting smoking. Although generally I've always told people, any symptom that they get the first day, two, or three, whether it's a physical symptom, whether it's an emotional reaction, anything that goes wrong the first 3 days, I'll pretty much blame it on not smoking. It's probably the cause. Now, if the symptom the person is getting, again, is a symptom of a heart attack or a symptom of something that might be serious, you know, you go blind in one eye, no, don't write that off to not smoking. You know, something else is going on, and you don't want to write off a symptom of what might be a life-threatening condition to the fact that, oh, you just happen to quit smoking, so that's why it's happening. Life goes on after you quit smoking, and life starts to go on the day you quit smoking, and things that may have been happening before may still occur over time. But it is a type of thing that after you quit smoking, there will be times where you will get problems. Sometimes the first 3 days, many of the reactions you're getting are just withdrawal from quitting smoking. But after the first 4 days or so, it's not safe to write off symptoms anymore. You want to get them checked out. But let's talk about now a condition kind of like what I'm dealing with right now. I have a cold. As I said, people who never smoked a day in their life will get a cold. One advantage that a person who never smoked a day in their life will have when they get a cold, or a person who's quit smoking and has been off for many time period, one advantage that they have when they get a cold is if they have one of those colds where it like hurts to breathe air, it just your throat's raw, your lungs hurt, it just hurts to breathe air into your throat. One thing that never smokers and ex-smokers don't have to do is pour hot smoke into that, you know, tissue, which is already irritated. And smokers will do this. Yes, it may hurt them to inhale cigarette smoke into this raw throat. But if they don't smoke, they're still going into drug withdrawal. The withdrawal is happening because these are active nicotine users whose nicotine level is dropping, not because they're sick, it's just because they're living. And it's dropping, and they have to smoke a minimal amount, if anything. They have to smoke a minimal amount to avoid the withdrawal. So when people have colds, they often cut back on their smoking. They cut it back to a bare minimum, but they're still doing it. They're pouring hot, irritating smoke onto already irritated tissue. This is a painful experience for them. When people quit smoking at the time that they have a cold or a flu, and there's a lot of people who do this because it hurts to smoke, and this will be what is the impetus to start that quit. Sometimes they'll get off for a day or two or three, and then the cold will start to get better, and they'll realize, you know, wow, I got 2 or 3 days under my belt. Let's see if I can keep it going. And they will keep it going. There are a significant number of people who this is their method of quitting smoking. They got sick. And again, not smoking sick, a cold or a flu, and that started the process of quitting. And that's great. I mean, again, it was the best cold you ever had in your life. The one warning that I want to give people who are quitting smoking, and they do get sick, and especially if they get the cold within the first week or two or three, or even within a couple of months, that first cold is going to be a real annoying cold. It really can be. Because not only do you have the problem that the cold is causing, the excess mucus that it's causing, the irritation, the soreness in your, again, your respiratory and your the larynx, the whole, you know, tract here can be very painful. Not only do you have that irritation from the cold and from the infection itself, but you also have the mechanism of cleansing that has started up from quitting smoking. The cilia has started to regenerate, and that's going to start to bring mucus out from the deep recesses of your lung. So not only do you have the excess mucus from the infection coming up, you have the cleansing process. You've also recently had nerve cell regeneration. You know, in the past when you had a cold, some of that pain may have been a little bit more marginalized because you didn't have nerve cells on a normal basis because they were destroyed from smoking. Well, when these nerve cells start coming back, you can start to feel a lot of irritation. And the first time you get sick, you might feel it again, a rawness that you haven't felt in a long time. So the first cold or flu you get when you quit smoking could be a real irritating experience and quite uncomfortable. Over time, there is a really good chance you will get fewer colds and flus. Again, this may not hold true in the early stages of a quit, but as your defense mechanism comes back, as your cilia does get more intact, as your general immune system may improve from quitting smoking, you may find that over time you will get less colds and flus. And again, definitely when you do get them, you will not be pouring hot caustic smoke into them on purpose, which you did as a smoker. The warning that I have to give people when they first quit smoking and they get a cold or a flu is, it won't be bad when you first get the infection. It won't be bad when it's when the infection is raging in you and you really feel miserable. When it can really become tough is when the cold starts to get better, when you start to improve. See, this was the time when you were a smoker and you were sick, you cut down to a bare minimum. When you started to get well, you didn't have enough nicotine in you from what you had cut back all this time, which meant you went back after you got well, you probably went back with a vengeance. As soon as you were able to tolerate the smoke at the old quantity, you were making up for lost time. A very powerful trigger circumstance for people when they first are recent ex smokers. Getting sick isn't that powerful of a trigger to smoke, but getting well is. And as soon as you start to feel better, you may start to find yourself wanting to smoke more than you did before that cold had occurred. Getting well became its own trigger. Again, get through it. Just get through the first time getting well. The next time you get sick and you get well, it won't be as powerful as a trigger. After a few episodes, it'll get to a point you won't even think about a cigarette when you start getting well. It's learning how to get through getting well without a cigarette to break that association too. Everything you did as a smoker, you can do as an ex-smoker. Even things you didn't want to do, like get sick. The big advantage of not smoking, though, is over your lifetime, you will probably get fewer kind of infections, and you will probably get fewer kind of illnesses and diseases which make colds and flu, even sometimes bad flu, seems like child's play in comparison. When you talk to people who, again, have COPD kind of illnesses, emphysema or bronchitis, which are full-blown episodes where these people can't breathe. When you start talking to people, again, who have cancer and are dealing with chemotherapeutic treatments, which are horrible, and then the disease itself, which is terrible. When you deal with people who've had heart attacks and strokes, the pain and suffering that these people go through from smoking-induced kind of diseases will make the kind of discomfort that a person may temporarily feel when they have an infection, you know, which again is hopefully a minor kind of infection, it'll make it seem like, you know, nothing in comparison. By stopping smoking and by staying off smoking, you are reducing your risk of these real catastrophic kind of problems that can really cause pain and suffering, which is almost immeasurable and could end up costing a person their life. The way to stay healthier for the most part, for the rest of your life, again, is still a simple issue of making and sticking to a personal commitment to never take another puff